This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization says it is unlikely a safe, effective vaccine against COVID-19 will be available for widespread use before the middle of next year. Health officials are urging people to lower their expectations. They say the development of a safe vaccine takes time and cannot be rushed. As it is, the World Health Organization reports remarkable progress is being made toward this end. It notes at least 6 to 9 candidate vaccines have begun phase 3 clinical trials. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris says many thousands of people participate in these carefully crafted trials. She says a vaccine must be proven to be safe and seen to provide protection against the coronavirus in at least 50% of subjects before it can be approved for public use. She says the safety of the vaccine has to be monitored at all stages of the research, making this a lengthy process. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Italy's known death toll stands at more than 35,500. The day's new cases of COVID-19 dipped slightly from the previous 24-hour period, but so did the number of swab tests performed to detect the coronavirus. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has also been creeping upward. Globally, there are more than 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The number of worldwide infections is more than 26.7 million. And while the United States has more than 6.2 million confirmed cases, both Brazil and India topped 4 million cases over this weekend. India is slightly behind Brazil, ranking number 3 in the world. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A grand jury in the state of Florida has declined to issue indictments against Tallahassee police officers involved in the shooting deaths of 3 people and separate incidents that helped ignite the Black Lives Matter demonstrations in the state's capital city. The Tallahassee Democrat report that jurors concluded that the officers were justified in using lethal force in separate shootings of Michael Johnson, Tony McDade, and Wilbon Woodard. All 3 were Black. A diverse group of demonstrators took to the streets Saturday in protest. The Tallahassee mayor appealed for calm within the community, noting the pain and trauma that these incidents have caused. There have been several protests around the country that have gotten violent over the past several weeks. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to resume issuing diversity visas for immigrants from unrepresented countries. The order issued Friday in Washington, D.C., partially reversed a pandemic-related freeze on a wide range of immigrant and temporary visas. The U.S. issues up to 55,000 visas a year to people from countries with low representation in the U.S., many in Africa. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta denied requests to take similar action on other visa categories subject to bans. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed Eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences, saying that they're either going to understand the language of politics and diplomacy or in the field with painful experiences, he said at a hospital's opening ceremony in Istanbul. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the Eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in that region. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of Beirut building for a third day Saturday said that there was no longer hope of finding someone alive more than a month after the massive port explosion shattered Lebanon's capital. About 50 rescue workers and volunteers, including a specialist team from Chile, had worked for 3 days to locate anyone after sensors on Thursday detected signs of breathing and heat. The August 4th blast killed about 190 people. It injured 6,000 more and devastated whole neighborhoods. The authorities held ceremonies on Friday to mark a month since the explosion tore into a city already reeling from a crippling economic crisis. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.